Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, all sorts of pre-owned inventory. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Excellent service department and sales staff, particularly on those inspections. Make sure you check on those stickers. If you're up to date, get down to Sunbury Motors. They'll take good care of you. Lot to get to today. Fun 4 o'clock hour coming up with the King as we have our bowl picks coming up. And no, the million-dollar question of the King, of the suit, rather, joining us. He's not going to. I'll inform Steve of that in a little bit. And Steve, we'll see if Steve has anything new regarding the COVID situation with the basketball team. The game against VCU Saturday canceled, won't be made up, which is no surprise because obviously it was a non-conference game. So no game for Penn State on Saturday as they deal with some positive COVID cases. So we'll see if there's any update there with Steve on that. And now we get to the topic du jour that broke middle of the night last night, which I think is just everything about this guy and this organization in a nutshell right now, and that is the Jaguars and Shad Khan finally coming to his senses and letting go of head coach Urban Meyer. Now, it's the middle of a game week. That's not ideal, but you know what? Nothing about this season for the Jaguars has been ideal. And you know what? Good for him for finally coming to his senses. He should have came to it a long time ago and never hired him in the first place, as I said, because I saw this exact path coming. Urban Meyer, especially after that report yesterday of him kicking a player, kicking the kicker during warm-ups and then giving him some choice words. I'm sorry. You just don't do that, period. That is just wrong, period. But you especially should not have the galls to do that when you're in your first year in the NFL. Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously, who does this guy think he is? So, listen, I know Steve likes to kid around saying that I thrive for when people get fired and stuff like that. I hate to see people fired, but I have zero sympathy, zero, for Urban Meyer. And really, nobody should have any sympathy for this guy. In fact, this guy should never coach again, college or pro. Because we have now seen the light on many different ones, ending with this latest report on kicking the kicker, of who this guy truly is. Sure, he's won. But you know what? He hasn't done it the right way. And I think when you are that kind of a malice of a person, all the things that you've accomplished get a big asterisk for me. So really, what truly is the Urban Meyer legacy? A fraud. That's right. Call it a hot take or not, Urban Meyer is a fraud. And I'd be naive to say he's never going to coach again, because I think that there probably will be a school that's stupid enough to at least talk to Urban Meyer to see if he wants to come back and coach in college. In fact, I can almost guarantee that there will be somebody dumb enough to bring Urban Meyer in for at least an interview, or at least gauge his interest or whatever. Now, I don't think it'll happen right away, because I think because obviously everybody's going to have to let the dust settle on this. But after the dust does settle, I still wouldn't be surprised if somebody goes after Urban Meyer to bring him back to college. But let me tell you this. If there's a college that does go after Urban Meyer in any way, shape, or form, they got bigger problems.
You love when people lose their jobs.
In this case, yes. There should be zero sympathy for Urban Meyer. The guy should never coach again. The guy is a fraud. Plain and simple. I don't care how many games he's won. I don't care how many championships he's won. The light has come out on the true colors of this guy. Fraud.
You ever met him?
I have not. But I don't need to meet him with everything that I've heard and everything that's been said. Done.
I've met him.
See you, Urban.
He speaks highly of you.
I wouldn't even give him a restraining order to the suit. He doesn't even deserve that.
Oh, no, no. But I'm no fan. He's a diva. No, sorry. He's a diva.
Yes.
Okay. He is the type of individual that if you can't do anything for him, he has no time for you. So he is. And guess what? I'm the kind of person that I have no use for. Now, this all started to me. Now, you know, I always laugh when I hear, Al, he brought Tebow into camp. There's 90 guys in camp. Okay? Guess what? 37 of them are going to get cut. Okay? So I don't care if he brought him into camp. He got him. Okay? But to me, it all started when he hired Chris Doyle. I thought to myself, Chris Doyle? You're hiring him after everything that has happened at Iowa with Chris Doyle? That told me that you thought that you were above everything when you did it. That, of all the things that he did, that's the one that started me on the path like, uh-oh, there is a problem here. Why did he do that? But everything else, I have to look. The bottom line is, if Jacksonville were winning and scoring points, both winning and scoring points, he'd still be coaching. But they're not winning, and not only that, they aren't scoring points. I believe since their bye week, they've averaged 9 points a game. They've only scored a total of 8 the last 2 games. Lawrence is not playing well. In fact, none. I mean, the only guy that is playing decently among the rookie quarterbacks, and again, he was gifted a situation better than anybody else. That's Mac Jones. Which goes back to draft day. What did I say on draft day? Which quarterback would have the chance of the quickest success? I said Mac Jones. I said he's in the best situation. He's got a better team around him. Zach Wilson, not a good team around him, and he hasn't played well. Justin Fields, not a good team around him, hasn't played well. Trey Lance, what, he played one game last year and everybody was blown away? I wasn't blown away. I thought he played lousy in that game. Did you see the game? I watched the game and gone, what's the deal here? I don't get the deal. I don't see it. Right? And then there's Lawrence. And how many times did I say when they drafted Lawrence, he was going to struggle a lot early in Jacksonville? And a lot of people tell me, oh, no, that's Trevor Lawrence. I said, no, he's going to struggle a lot. I said, what was that line I had? He has good news and bad news. The good news is all five offensive linemen are back. The bad news is all five offensive linemen are back.
Yes.
Right? That's what I said. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And Lawrence has not played well. He just hasn't played well. None of these rookie quarterbacks have played well. And I'm telling you right now, everybody's, you know, I mean, Joe Judge is struggling as the head coach of the Giants. Guess what? Big reason why is Daniel Jones struggles. I mean, this is a big part. I mean, how these quarterbacks play, Matt, is a big part of this. Nick Sirianni's done okay, but that's only because Jalen Hurts has been okay. Frank Reich. Well, look at the great job he's doing. Well, he did a great job with Andrew Luck, and now he's doing, you know, and now he's got Carson Wentz. He's, you know, he's got a decent guy playing quarterback. Matt LaFleur, look at his record of Green Bay. He's the one of the third fastest starts ever, blah, blah. He's got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. When he had Jordan Love at quarterback, how well did it go? I mean, let's be honest about this. There's a direct correlation between the two. David Culley isn't doing well because they have the quarterback of the month club. I mean, there are other issues with all these teams, but their quarterbacks don't play well. Tonight, you've got Mahomes and Herbert. You've got two quarterbacks that play well. We're in for, I think, a potentially very entertaining game tonight. What are the Steelers going to do without Roethlisberger? Roethlisberger is not playing really great, but my goodness, he's a cut above anybody else they have on the roster. Like, way above anybody else in the roster. I mean, who among the young quarterbacks is playing well? Josh Allen plays okay. That's why it's, you know, you sit down and you know, I'm watching. Alabama's going to play Cincinnati. Alabama just has way better personnel. There's no way Cincinnati can score 40 points. There's no way. Because they're going to need 40 points. And then you look at the other quarterback matchup. Stetson Bennett against Cade McNamara. Oh, my goodness. I can guarantee you on Sunday in the National Football League, that matchup will never happen. But that's what's happened here. Lawrence has not played well. He really hasn't. I've watched Jacksonville play a couple times. I'm like, you keep hoping he'll play well, but he hasn't. Wilson, no. Fields, no. Lance, you got to be kidding me. Right? Mac Jones has played well, not great, but Mac Jones has a better situation around him. That's one of the problems with drafting these guys on lousy teams. You feel compelled to do it, but guess what? You get a lousy team. Which usually means you have a lousy... I mean, you're drafting high because you're not good. Sometimes you got to get lucky. The Cowboys got lucky. The Cowboys got Dak Prescott and got lucky. And even he's not having a good year. I mean, Prescott is not blowing me away with how he's playing this year. The Packers drafted Jordan Love. He finally got to play against Kansas City. Oh, my goodness. Really? Oh, we were anxious to watch him. No, you're not. We should get rid of Aaron Rodgers. No, you shouldn't. I mean, you watch this, anybody who sits there and says, oh, Rodgers is such a pain that they got to get rid of him. You got to be kidding me. Really? No. He can be as much of a diva and a pain in the neck as he wants. Guess what? He gives me the best shot at getting someplace. And for Matt, this is the day he's been aching for. Number one, he loves when people get fired. No matter what your job is, he loves when you get fired. And number two, it's Urban Meyer, and he can't stand it. It's like jackpot day at the ballpark.
There is zero to complain about today.
Oh, believe me, the Eagles are playing. I don't know what's left of Washington.
I know. They have 21 now on the COVID list.
Yeah.
And including two more centers. So I don't even know if who's going to be playing center for them now, because their fifth string center was taking first team reps yesterday.
Right.
This is a mess.
Yes, it is.
But it's not just with Washington. It's across the league, and it's across the NBA too.
Yeah, it's across everywhere. I mean, obviously Penn State's involved in that now too. So, with the basketball team. So, you know. It is what it is. And I have no idea how sick anybody is. I mean, I don't think Mike is doing the show tonight with me. I don't think. And he doesn't have it. Okay. But I don't think he's doing the show tonight. I haven't been told. I know Sandy Barber's doing the show. Who else is doing it? I'm sure at some point they'll get around to telling me. Yeah, sure, why not? Steve will figure it out. All right. Back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Sponsored by our good friends at Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Ho, ho, ho! Get your guaranteed on-time Christmas gifts right here.
Hello there. You're new to the neighborhood. Where's the Santa who's usually on this corner?
He took a little vacation. Listen, I got a deal for you for Christmas. No supply chain problems, no holdups with the mail.
What is it?
Gift cards from BJ's M Street Tavern. I got this special connection, see? Guaranteed delivery for Christmas. Of course, these arrangements don't come cheap. I gotta charge extra.
But anyone can buy a BJ's gift card. From BJ's.
Give the gift you don't have to wait for, a BJ's gift card. You choose the amount, your friends choose anything on BJ's menu. Best of all, supplies are not limited and no waiting. Get yours now or anytime.
Hey, pal, if you're not going to buy anything, beat it, or I'll call the cops.
You don't have to. There's a nice policeman coming down the street right now.
I gotta go. Here, take the bell.
Take the worries out of Christmas shopping with gift cards from BJ's in Selins Grove and Danville.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, holiday traditions.
They're the best.
Agreed. So I went to Kohl's and got 40% off Cuddle Duds throws for movie night and 40% off outerwear.
Ooh, for caroling?
More like sledding. Also got an Amazon Echo Show 8 so the kids can bake with grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So is the extra 25% I saved and the Kohl's cash I got.
I take it saving's one of your favorite traditions, too.
You know it. Select styles. Offers end December 8th. Some exclusions apply. Amazon coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells found.
It's your best day ever, huh? It's the guy that married Lisa.
Bye, Urban.
Okay, this is the guy who married Lisa. Has two kids, but this is his best day ever. I mean, I'm sitting here thoroughly, completely confused. Beautiful wife, two great kids, but this is his best day ever. Urban Meyer got fired.
I need Doug to spell F-R-A-U-D. That spells fraud, duh. Okay, I'll stop now.
Again, once again, repeating. Hey, you're going to go home tonight. Look who you married.
But you know what? She's totally oblivious. She don't even know who Urban Meyer is.
Yeah, but I do, and so, I mean, and so does the audience. They're sitting like going, what is wrong with this guy?
I'll go home rejoicing about it later, and she'll be like, huh?
God, brutal. Reginald Walker, next half hour. Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory. All at... And again, pre-owned inventory may be the way you want to go. You're not going to get more for your trade-in than you will now. It is all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Great service department, inspections, routine service, anything else that goes with it, they can take care of it. Great group. All right, let's talk some football now. This is termed as the greatest day of Matt's life.
There's just nothing to complain about today. Let's just leave it at that.
You called it the greatest day of your life. Two awesome kids, a gem for a wife. What the heck am I dealing with here? Why don't you just say, in sports, one of the best days of your life?
Correct.
I mean, come on. Am I the only person here that's expected to have perspective? I mean, you know, the suit's expected that he has no perspective. I mean, that's an expected thing. But Urban has jaded you.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
And the difference between me and you is that I've met him. I know he's a diva. I mean, he's a diva.
There it is. My God.
I mean, woo! Way to go. All right. Let's bring in Reginald Walker now. Reginald, my friend, it's always a pleasure. Great to have you with us again.
I mean, that's the only person that wasn't shy. All the rest of us were like, really?
Yeah. It was a matter of time, in my opinion.
A matter of time. I think it was the clock's been ticking on this thing for 3 months. I think, you know, before we get to the bowl games, when he hired Chris Doyle, that's when I knew he wasn't going to make the year.
Absolutely correct.
I mean, when he hired Chris Doyle, I was like, who do you think you are? You can't do that. Oh, well.
Let's do a couple of pieces of math on that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get a job in the NFL, a place I haven't been. I'm gonna bring in a strength coach that I got no business hiring, and then I'm gonna go get a former tight end who hasn't played in the, or a former quarterback who hasn't played in the NFL in over 5 years, and turn him into a tight end.
It's just, I mean, I don't mind if somebody wants to, like, an old player like that, because you got training camp. You can cut him. I mean, that part doesn't bother me. Never did. The Doyle thing bothered me because the accusations were the accusations. And
that's
so,
right.
And, like, I mean, as loyal as Kirk Ferentz is, even he got rid of him.
Right. I actually saw Kirk Ferentz in Las Vegas last week, and I said to him, I said, Coach, I mean this respectfully, and I reminded him about when we played them and some of those games. I said, Coach, I say this respectfully, are you still on your get off my lawn, stop messing with my program tour this year? And he gave it a good laugh. He didn't really answer it, but that told me, yep, that's what I'm on.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the one victory Iowa really had this year that nobody's talked about. I don't understand why nobody talks about this stuff. We seem to talk about everything else. But they were supposed to do depositions during the bye week.
Right.
Right? And it got moved to January after the bowl game. And, you know, now, I did mention it on the show the week it happened, but I feel like I'm the only one out there that mentioned it. It's like, I mean, they've got big problems there.
They do. They do. And it's going to get very interesting. And, you know, it wouldn't shock me if Coach Ferentz had a strong statement or if, I mean, look, I'm not reporting any news here, but oftentimes when you see these type of situations with coaches that have been somewhere so long, all of a sudden they retire.
Right.
I don't want to take that out of the equation because it could quite possibly happen.
Yeah, it could. I mean, it's something that is bears watching, but they were able to get the depositions moved from the bye week, which I think was supposed to be in October, and they got it moved to January. So at least it was a victory for them where they could just, like, finish their season and then go to that. All right. Signing day yesterday, a lot was made of the Hunter kid going to Jackson State. Look, I always love these people. They got the number two recruit or the number one recruit in the country. Really? Who knows? He ended up at Jackson State. Okay. For Deion Sanders, though, what kind of at least coup was it to get a player to go to an HBCU as opposed to going to a Florida State?
Well, I think it's a step, right? And I've said this, is that obviously if that kid who, again, depending on the service you look at, either the number one or number two recruit in the country, if he goes on to end up like Robert Kimdichie, then this is nothing more than a blip on the radar, if that.
Exactly.
If this kid ends up being the number one or top five pick in the NFL draft because he's had three good years at Jackson State, or three good seasons, I should say, at Jackson State and put up some numbers, and NFL scouts feel like he developed into that type of player, I think it signifies two things. I think it signifies, number one, that players will be able to understand and recognize if you can play, it doesn't matter where you are, they will find you. And I think, number two, players will look more at the way they commit to schools in this regard. We know that oftentimes they commit to coaches, position coaches, whoever recruits them, those types of things. But I think it'll come more down to who are the better player developers. If this kid goes on to become a high-level defensive back because he's learning from Deion every day, then this whole thing is able to shift, because Deion can prove to players moving forward, I can develop this kind of a player at the position, obviously, he knows best, probably definitely the best defensive back, at least corner, in my opinion, that's ever laced them up.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so at that point, that's what Deion is able to sell from that standpoint. So I think if you look at it that way, it's going to come down to what this kid's college career looks like. If it looks like and he becomes a top five pick, this is a huge moment in college football in terms of recruiting.
Yeah, this is going to be one that we will not really know what it means until 3 years from now. 3 years from now, if he's in the draft and he's a top 10, top 15 pick, it's going to be, ooh. If it turns out that he's not, then it's going to be like, eh.
Right. And I will say this about the kid. I've seen a little bit of tape on him. He looks pretty good. Obviously, playing against high school competition. to the kids out there listening at home, don't throw the hats. Just don't do it.
Yeah. You know what? I hate when that happens. Like, there's certain ways to do things. And, you know, you and I understand that. There's certain, because it's interesting. The other day, Jordan Hill was the guest speaker at the football banquet. So when Jordan was done, I told a story that Michael Robinson had told me. And you'll be, of all the people out there I can tell the story to, you're going to relate to this in five seconds. Pete Carroll called a meeting the year they won the Super Bowl. Pete Carroll called a meeting for 4 in the afternoon. So, of course, Michael Robinson, Penn State quarterback, showed up at the meeting at 3:45.
Right.
There was one other person already in the room waiting. Jordan Hill, the other Penn State player, was already there at 3:45. Nobody else showed up until 4. So don't throw hats and listen to what the coaches tell you and live it.
That's exactly right. You got to live it. And I'm that way now.
Well, but that's the way you always were. Okay?
Yep.
You always were in class 15 minutes ahead of time. You know, unless, you know, your schedule allowed you to do that. I mean, I always understood if you had to go back to back. Right? But you've always been early for everything. We all have.
Yep.
Because that's what we were told.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So don't throw hats.
Don't throw hats, man.
Now, let's be honest. You weren't allowed to wear a hat in the building either back then.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. And don't let that phone ring in a meeting either.
Oh, don't even have the phone in a meeting.
That's right.
The next part is, I want to ask you about Clemson for a moment.
Yep.
I found it interesting that people are like, oh, now look at all the coaches are leaving. Brent Venables leaves to be the head coach at Oklahoma. Elliott leaves to be the head coach at Virginia. Are they supposed to stay forever, Reginald?
No, it's real simple. And this is a conversation, and I'll say it here, right? I've had people reach out to me, Penn State fans and or alums, right, that have asked me and questioned me about James Franklin's job. And my response is simply this. If people are hiring coaches from your staff to become head coaches and you're winning 9-plus games a year, you're doing a whole lot of things right.
Yeah, exactly.
And those are good coaches. So, to me, and Dabo will never – most coaches will never say it like this, but to me, the conversation is simple. If someone said, hey, Dabo, you just lost both of your coordinators, my response is, yeah, because they're good coaches. That's why we've been winning, because they're here. And now it's my job to find the next two that can continue the winning ways of this program.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, absolutely right. I have to ask you, now, part of this, let's stick with Clemson for a moment. DJ Uiagalelei, I think I got close, had a deal with Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
Now, I think I only saw one DJ Dr. Pepper commercial all season. I haven't seen it in 2 months. You and I both know that in this business, you better produce. You don't produce, they go to somebody else that they think will produce. How long do you think it's going to take on name, image, and likeness for some of this stuff to calm down? Because these, you know, advertisers are looking for return, and you and I know that.
Yep. I'd say one recruiting class, a cycle.
Okay.
And they'll figure it out. And I think it'll start to be tied to, if nothing else, the amount of snaps. Or it may look a lot like those sort of, what do you call, incentive-laden contracts at the professional level. I think that's what you're going to start to see down the line.
Yeah, that's a really good perspective. Because you and I both know, you in this business, you know, advertising is critical. But, if you're on there, they better be getting results. If they don't get results from you, they try and get results from somebody else. And that's what I think some of the college players are getting at me. Hey, windfall. And all of a sudden, like, there are no results. They're going to look around and say, I'm not doing this anymore.
Right. Right. And the driver of this, right, is the recruiting circuit. the driver of this is that these kids go to college campuses, and I'm not knocking them for it. It's the way of the world now. Yeah. But they arrive on college campuses with 150,000 Twitter followers. Right. I know when I got to Penn State, forget a Twitter follower, I barely knew what Facebook was. All we had was AOL Instant Messenger.
Right, that's true. That's exactly right. But that they have 150,000. And look at the Ewers kid. The Ewers kid played the system. He wasn't allowed to go to a school in Texas because of their name, image, and likeness law. So he went to Ohio State. He got seven figures. And the first opportunity he had to transfer back to Texas where he could start earning money, he took it.
And the funny thing about that, and I think this will tie into Penn State a little bit, with that was, remember that quarterback room at Ohio State when he got there? Yeah. Right, you got C.J. Stroud there, you got another five-star kid, and then here comes Ewers, who's the fourth guy, because the third guy, who I think was a sophomore, he ended up getting in a little bit of hot water this year.
Yep.
But you walk into that room and you're like, you got four highly touted quarterbacks, and let's call it what it is. No one's playing two quarterbacks in college football.
No.
So if you've got four for one spot, you got a problem.
Right. Well, as I said when he went there, I said he'll never see the field.
Nope.
I was blunt about it. I said he'll never see the field there. Never. Everything. Oh, no, he might play right away. Look, I'm going, he's fourth team. He's on the scout team. He knows more about Michigan's offense than he does Ohio State's offense. He was on scout
team. Absolutely. Well, I liken that to, and I've said this too, right? I go back to the Rob Bolden days at Penn State. I said to somebody, I didn't feel bad about it when I said it. I said, Rob Bolden comes in August or July and wins the starting job. He's either the second coming at the quarterback position or the guys that are already there are just not able to pick it up.
And the bottom line is you and I both know that was supposed to be Pat Devlin.
Absolutely correct.
Right. The whole plan was it was supposed to be Pat Devlin, and Pat then transferred to Delaware before the Rose Bowl in 2008.
And that is my concern with that quarterback room right now.
So, you know, well, right now with this quarterback room, I think let's just see how it plays out, because I think that Clifford staying is exactly what the two, or in this case, the three, because Roberson's transferring.
Correct.
Having that experience hand there that knows how to watch tape, knows the pros and the cons of what's going on out there is going to be a great benefit to the kids, just like it was to Bryce Young to sit there with Mac Jones.
I agree. I think my question is whether it's with Christian or Bo or Drew. Obviously, everybody will be fine this year, this 2022.
Yep.
What happens after that year? Because depending on who wins that job, somebody may be exiting states left. And I'm not trying to predict or cast aspersions on these kids, but let's call the math what it is. They didn't come to Penn State to sit.
Yeah. Well, this is what makes it exciting. We'll get a chance to watch it play out. So, my friend, happy holidays. Hopefully we'll talk again before the holiday actually does come up.
Absolutely. Let's definitely do that. We'll talk Bowles and we'll talk Manny Diaz.
We'll talk about that. That'll be fun. Thanks so much.
Be well. Happy holidays.
The greatest day of your life? Greatest day of your life? Really?
I got no sympathy for him.
Well, I know you don't. Nobody, I don't think anybody does. I think the only one that may have sympathy for him is Shelley.
I'm not even sure about that.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't. The whole thing is just, and look, it was never right to begin with. I think everyone knew that. But I don't know. That one. Again, when you're sitting there and you're looking at a college coach in that situation, doesn't mean college coaches can't succeed. Jimmy Johnson certainly has succeeded in the NFL, right?
One of only a handful. Hasn't happened recently, except maybe King Kingsbury. We'll see.
No, I mean, but Dick Vermeil did, Jimmy Johnson did. They succeeded in the NFL. In fact, you'd be begging for Dick Vermeil right now to be back in Philadelphia. I mean, Nick Sirianni had NFL experience. Look at the job he's doing. Fabulous. Great. Yeah, but it does take something to make the transition from one to the other. I mean, there's no question about it. But, you know, remember, a lot of these guys that are in the NFL coaching coached in college at one point themselves, right? I mean look at the various resumes of guys along the way. For goodness sakes, Michigan State, Mel Tucker coached in the NFL at one point. So did James Franklin. You know, they have so many stops along the way. But it's the happiest day of your life.